Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Before I kick off this episode of Sex Unique Podcast, I have a few things to say. One, thank you to all my stunningly gorgeous, amazing Lawler patrons on Patreon. You guys make life worth living. And for a simple girl like me who just wants to talk about Vanderpump Rules 24/7, you guys are my angels and you make that possible. And I say this all the time, but I really truly mean it. Without you, there would be no Sexy Unique Podcast. So not only do I thank you, but I think the entire listenership of SUP thanks you as well, even though they can't vocalize it in this moment like I can. I am running a very sexy and unique deal right now on the SUP Patreon, which is any new patrons that sign up for the month of October will receive a prize. And that prize is a sticker that reads Vanderpump Rules is a show for geniuses. This is truly an offer you can't refuse, so get on board. Visit www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast for more information on how you can become a supporter of the pod. For as little as $1 per episode, you will have access to weekly bonus episodes, exclusive throwback episodes recapping season 1 and season 2 of Vanderpump Rules with hilarious guests, and you get the sticker if you sign up in October. So you really have everything to gain and nothing to lose. Think about it. There are various tiers you can sign up at, including a $2 tier, which will give you direct email access to yours truly. There's also a tier that involves monthly Google Hangouts and more. So check it out, www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast for more details. And now, without further ado, I give to you this week's Road to Sir episode of SUP. This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm your host, Lara Marie like Shane Hall.
Yeah. Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go, so in. Come a girl with a friend, here we both win. Hotel
what did you do that, do that, do that, do that, do that to me?
Why do you look so good in those jeans?
My favorite moment is the opening titles when she's walking out of the job and she's just singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like old school.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Help me. And who knew he could play the guitar?
We learned Black a lot Eyes. About Bradley.
That song he plays in the beginning.
The song he plays in the beginning, his whole demeanor so and voice. Hot. I've never been more turned on by just like a mumbler nuzzler.
When he shoots up steroids.
Yeah.
In his like hot his ass. Butt.
He's kind of like big too. Yeah.
He's like beer drinker.
He's like a beer drinking cowboy. He's like
whiskey bloat.
Yeah. I love it.
And I love when they were like, we're in Arizona, but they were in Palm Springs.
Yeah. They were in Palm Springs.
At the windmill thing.
The entire time.
I know.
The also, entire movie took place in Palm Springs.
And I've been seeing, where did they live? Where did Allie and her dad live? I was like,
I thought they were in New York for a minute. I was like,
she took a jet to the Greek.
Yeah.
Maybe they were.
Was it the Greek?
Maybe they were in New Jersey.
No.
Or were they in the Valley? But why did she take a jet? Or maybe they were pretending it was somewhere else, but it was... They filmed that scene at the Greek.
Yeah.
When she sings her big song.
I, as a California resident, was just like not buying into any of the locations because I was like, everything is either taking place at Coachella or like at the
Greek.
Yeah. It was not...
I kind of liked that it was like fucking with us a little.
I would have liked more like on location. It just was like so Coachella to me. I was like, okay.
But then like when she was with her dad, it was like, oh, they're in like Bayonne,
yeah,
New Jersey.
No, yeah. I was like, where are we?
Also, the scene was so misleading in the trailer when, you know, the famous like, hey, I just want to take another look at you. And she does mm-hmm. that silly face. But in the movie, it was cute with the nose thing.
Yeah, like, I loved her nose thing.
That was such a beautiful little scene, and they made it look so corny in the trailer.
Their inside jokes.
I know. Heal me! Da, 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 da. And her song at the end.
That took me some listens. Like, I had to...
Me too.
Because in the movie, when I saw it, I was like, this feels like kind of a Whitney Houston, like, knockoff. But then, when I was re-listening to the soundtrack, like, over the next few days, I was fully on board with that song.
I'm on board with every single song in it. I love the dialogue that they have.
Yeah.
On the
soundtrack. I live for dialogue in a soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Put me right back in the movie, please.
Why'd you come back here? Hey, your friend brought me back here. I just wanted to see you.
I had a termite guy come yesterday, and before he showed up, he called, and he literally goes, hey. And I was like, oh, Jack? My God.
Jackson?
Jackson Maine. I was like, ready for him to be so hot. And then he was like 75. And I was like,
You're a termite guy.
You're a termite guy. But I was like, if the termite guy's hot, I'm down.
You're going to be
Allie. Based on voice alone.
Also,
Alamein.
Also, I love how Bradley Cooper kind of talked like Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs.
Definitely. But like sexier.
Hey.
Hey.
Are you one of those great big fat people? What size are you? Are you by any chance a size 24 or whatever in the movie?
Yeah. He was like, it was just the perfect voice to me. Where you can barely understand what they're saying.
But it makes sense.
But it makes a lot of sense.
They also, I forgot that both of them were who they were in real life.
Yeah, which same. Is,
like, I was, it was going to be challenging for me to forget it was Gaga.
Because mm-hmm.
I love her so much, but I forgot.
I forgot, I bought in, I thought that they had great chemistry.
Oh my God, they were like...
I rooted for them.
They were so hot together.
They were sexy.
Is he gay in real life, do you think?
He's bi for sure. He's yeah. 100. Like, I feel
if you
like
date
they.
Renee Zellweger, you have to be bi.
Yes, you have to be pretty gay. I forgot that he and Renee.
They were together for like
they were,
years. They were engaged, I think.
Renee loves an engagement. I feel like Renee is a true mystery to me.
She's playing Judy Garland.
Oh, thank God, that makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
But
I'm ready for Renee to come back in a huge way because Chicago was a touchstone. Of yeah. my like
she
high
won the
school.
Oscar for that.
Mm-hmm.
I want her to be in like a gritty crime series.
Yeah,
on Netflix.
She needs to have like a TV moment,
like a Sharp Objects moment.
Mm-hmm. Like all
enough.
These other heavy hitters are having their like TV moments.
Jennifer Aniston's about to be in a movie in a show with Tig Notaro.
Oh yeah,
she plays a lesbian president, which I'm so like all about.
I love Jen.
Love Jen.
Love Jen. She's
did you see
great.
Cake?
Yeah. Cake? I love that movie.
It took me like 7 months to watch Cake.
To like watch it all the way through.
I watched
it in installments like as though it were a miniseries.
I watched it on a bootleg version of it online. Like I found it on like some terrible streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
And like I watched like 30 minutes of it and I just couldn't watch it anymore. And then I watched another, I watched it again and got to like 40 minutes. And then I finally watched most of it on Netflix and I still haven't finished it.
I love when Jen gets serious because you know she takes it so seriously.
She wanted,
and she does a good job, but it is so difficult to divorce her from
Rachel.
Like, I just think it's kind of impossible. I feel like that's kind of what you get when you have a crazy career as like a sitcom celebrity.
That movie
and
was...
like a comedian, but like every other movie she's in, she just is Jen.
Like, I was like, oh, Rachel has taken a turn.
Yeah. But then I bought into her like whole painkiller vibe.
Oh, totally.
I was like, you're good at this. There's a reason you're an actress and a successful actress.
But I love, I was like, give her an Oscar nom. She's not going to win.
Just no, give her a they nominee. Can't do that.
But they could have given her an Oscar just for like the weight gain and the way she, like the scars on her face. And like, she did the whole like everything.
She tried
you have to
hard.
Do.
Yeah.
Like the Nicole Kidman thing, like in being Virginia Woolf. Like,
there's just like certain people that the Academy is just like no to. Like, I feel like you have to. Like, not everyone can just, like, ugly up and then play, do a really good job in that role. Like, the Academy doesn't care. Like, they want, like, a true movie star to do it.
Like, you know they're already behind Gaga.
Oh, she's, like, in. Like, and she's the one, but she's going to do the EGOT thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so then that's you have, already like, Glenn Close, who's probably going to be nominated again, and she's never
for what? That for murdery wife thing? Oh, I hate when they nominate people who it's just like, we know that you're doing this just to be nice and like diplomatic.
Yeah.
Like, fuck off.
But Glenn should have won for Fatal Attraction.
Yeah. She should have won something for Albert Nobbs. That movie scarred me. That was wild.
What I've a wild
seen a
movie.
That wild in a long time. She looked like Jigsaw.
What a wild movie.
And like, okay.
Who is the woman that she's loves?
I don't know anything else about Albert Nobbs except for just like Glenn Close's face.
Albert Nobbs!
Yeah. And then, like, I hate that Meryl always gets nominated. Like, I feel like she'll get nominated for Mamma Mia too. It's just like, we get it. She's good.
I'm a little tired of it.
I'm tired of
I'm
her.
I'm saying it.
Yeah, I'll say
I'm
it.
I'm not tired of her, but it, like, we know. Give some other people a chance.
I'm tired of her getting, like, all the applause. It's like, you've done this your entire life, and, like, we know you're good. Like, the entire... No one questions it. So, like, just let's move on now.
Like,
she was a little redundant. Like
every award show has a joke about how Meryl is
But the joke's not funny anymore. I'll say that.
I'm not brave enough to say that. But I'm admiring you for saying it.
You know what? I'll go out on a limb.
Oh!
And say...
No!
Meryl...
They're waiting in the wings.
Stop. I get, like, sharp shot. I'm just like... If I got assassinated during my own podcast...
Iconic.
You guys would have to still publish it.
I'd be like, well...
You'd be like, I'm really trying to figure this out, how to do this.
I'm like the woman...
Maddie would help
you. I'm like the meme woman with all the equations.
Like, uploading it to iTunes.
You're like, you're right there.
I'm literally bled out on the couch. I would
gotta do this.
I would have to, before you called the police, you
would have to finish the podcast.
Stop, save, export the audio, make sure it's all chill, then immediately upload it.
And they're like,
Lara is dead.
They're like, sir, we're going to need this audio file. And I'm like, can we wait till it exports?
Yeah.
It's going to be like a half hour.
Be like, you can download it off of iTunes. I'll send you the link once it's live.
You can listen to it for free.
Yeah. Maybe this is when this podcast would go fully viral.
Viral?
Yeah. I have to die in order for that to happen. I'm down.
I mean...
She died doing what she loved.
Podcasting.
Talking about Vanderpump Rules.
Talking about Sir. Talking about
she
arson.
Died doing what she loved, living in a fantasy of her own making.
I thought last week for sure we were going to get shot for saying that about Lisa.
Well, now that I think we're in like kind of like a public forum.
It's out there.
We're in the public eye.
It's hard living in the public eye.
We have a target on our backs. I think me more than you, because we know the history of dealing with women on Vanderpump Rules. They're far kinder to men than they are to women.
But I'm gonna get taken out.
You're gonna get taken out. Thankfully, we're not trying to be like waiters or waitresses.
No.
And we're not trying to be on a Bravo reality
series.
Well,
I might need to be soon. Same. Like, if I don't get work. I've already done it, but I'll go back to it.
You won't go. You could get hired at TomTom. You should.
I should work at TomTom.
You should work at TomTom.
That would just, my life would just
that
be.
That British guy.
I see him all, by the way, for your listeners.
Yeah.
I see the bouncer of TomTom everywhere around West Hollywood. He's this British, boyish looking, like,
dapper
James Kennedy with baby fat.
Yeah, he's like a baby fat James Kennedy. Is he always wearing a suit when you see him?
No.
I imagine him always wearing a suit.
I saw him at Ciccone's.
Chic.
Having a live, laugh, love brunch with his British friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw him checking out at Whole Foods the other week. And he was in like leisure wear, athleisure.
Whoa.
And
That's
he was like
wild.
Yucking it up with the cashier.
I feel like you guys are meant to be like friendly with each other.
I mean, I
there's something that connects you in this world. I don't see it as romantic, but I see it as like,
what connects me in this world is that I paid $150 to get into TomTom on a Friday night.
Oh my God. I forgot.
So that my
about
friend
that.
Could go. And then we were in there for like 10 minutes.
No, you nope. only stayed for 10
No,
minutes.
We were there for like an hour.
Well, I've been to TomTom 5 times.
You've never had to pay.
I wish. One of the waiters actually messaged me because I put up like a pretty serious Instagram post, and he was like, I'm sorry that happened to you, but next time you come into TomTom, I'll give you a drink.
What was the serious Instagram post?
It was a post about being, this is dark, but it was a post about being raped when I was in high school during the Kavanaugh thing.
Oh, I thought it was about TomTom.
No,
that post was like beautiful and eloquent.
No, yeah, but I mean, it was like not my general like law
yeah,
post.
No,
it was like a serious like.
That was a great.
Yeah, no, and
post.
It was, I'm proud of it and what I had to say, but it
I thought,
just,
I literally for a second thought you were doing like a Yelp review of TomTom. Is that what you were talking about?
No, it was yeah. like, it was,
but he messaged
this
you.
Post, and then he messaged me, and he was like, feeling, I'm really sorry about wow. this, but next time you come into TomTom, you can have a free drink. Worth it. Cool. Amazing.
K-E-W-L.
Wow. No, but I did really appreciate that. And I'll take
No, yeah.
I'll be back. I'll be like, remember.
Well, I'm still waiting for the dry ice drinks.
Yeah, what the fuck?
When we were there together, you were inquiring about it.
I know. The dry ice machine is in Tom and Ariana's storage unit.
What else is in there?
Oh, I'm sure a lot. Oh, but they have like a water bed in there. I just like have a feeling that there is a waterbed.
How many
bed.
People on Vanderpump Rules have a waterbed? Five?
Yeah. I feel like Jax has probably had one or is like ready to get one and put it in his man cave. But like
oh,
a twin-sized one.
He's a little one.
It's like a solo one that you can like jiggle around and watch hockey on.
Yeah, and like jerk off.
Jerk off. It doesn't absorb it. It's not like a regular mattress. It just rolls off.
I will not be sleeping on that, Brittany says.
That's dirty.
That's dirty.
That goes in your man cave.
Smells like must. Smells like an indoor pool.
That messy old thing.
That messy old thing. It smells like the indoor pool at the YMCA.
Jax, are you jerking off on the waterbed again?
Listen, I've already been to the YMCA. I don't need to have it in my apartment.
They make Sherry sleep on it when
yeah.
she comes to visit. But
oh
she
God.
Actually is down.
Yeah,
she loves
a waterbed.
She like, grew up with
she,
a waterbed.
Yeah, she loves to jiggle. She loves to like be in... slight movement at all times on a waterbed.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get who has I've never been on a waterbed.
I've been on a waterbed,
but I cannot imagine you getting any kind of sound sleep on a waterbed.
No, the sleep factor, it's not. I need like a plush sleep factor, like a sink in and feel like I'm a cozy little like nest. And waterbed is like, it's like
no.
being on the open seas. It's like the old
Fuck
man
no.
in the sea.
I need a Dramamine.
It would be fun if it was like, if you're, I think having sex, it can be fun because you just like get in the
yeah.
wave and then the bed does more of the work than you
yeah.
do, which is very attractive.
It's for
me.
Lazy people.
Yeah, for lazy people. And then the bed also, but it's like made of rubber. So if you slap it, it sounds like you're just like
slapping like a thick old behind.
It's like for swingers.
It's deaf for swingers and jacks.
And jacks. I need like firm. I need to be like sleeping on like a grave.
I need, you like, need it stiff.
Stiff.
You like a hard.
Tempur-Pedic, like firm as fuck. With I have a huge Tempur-Pedic pillow that's like stiff as hell.
Wow.
I just need, because if I sleep on a soft thing,
you'll
on
get
a soft
surface,
I'll get like my neck will be thrown out.
I probably sleep on way too soft. Like I should probably sleep on like firm surfaces. But
you're like
I
the
just,
princess
like,
in the pea.
I just need like a nest.
Yeah.
Vibe.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's you.
That's so me.
It's very you.
Nesting.
You're a nester. Speaking of nesters.
Speaking of nesters, we have some stories to tell today.
What a tale we have to weave. I would like to take us to Utah.
We're going to go to Utah.
We're going there right now.
We're going there immediately.
We're in the car. We rented a
Kia.
A Kia.
A sensible Kia.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take you all the way back to the 80s in Utah.
We're a little girl.
We're a little girl named Katie Maloney was
Katie,
born.
The fuck is her last name?
Katie Baloney.
Katie Baloney. That's what everyone called her.
That's what everyone called her.
Katie Baloney. Katie Baloney. She smells like baloney. And she tastes like one, too.
It was so cruel what the kids did to sweet Katie.
Hey, baloney girl. They would call her.
Hey, baloney. Does it smell like baloney in here to you?
Hey, what smells like meat? Oh, it's just Katie Baloney over here.
Yeah.
And she'd go, Cassandra, no!
And she tried to change her last name.
Oh, she went to the DMV at 9.
Yeah.
And tried to get her name changed.
But
and they were like,
didn't
you don't have your license.
Who even are you?
Who are you? And she's like,
I'm Maloney.
Katie Maloney.
And they said, Baloney?
Baloney? Oh.
She just cried and ran out.
Katie tried to get her name changed like multiple times as a child. And they're like, you have to wait till you're 18.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, can we get some kind of like legal loophole? Like she like studied law. She went to like the library. She was like Matilda.
Yeah. She tried to emancipate from her parents because she was raised in like a very religious household.
Right.
Mormonism, Utah, you know.
How many siblings does she have?
I think she has two older brothers.
Anyways,
Katie couldn't get her name changed and she just submitted herself. She just like had to buck up. And whenever she'd try and tell her parents that she was being bullied, they'd be like, why don't you pray about it?
Why don't you pray on that and let Jesus take it?
Yeah. Let Jesus take the wheel.
Or her dad would go, you know who else was bullied? And she'd go, who? And he'd go, Jesus H. Christ. He was bullied.
Bullied all the way to his death. Look what happened to him.
Bullied to the cross.
Yeah.
He didn't cry about it.
Mm-mm.
He forgave him.
Yeah.
So why don't you forgive your bullies?
He was bullied and took on everyone's sins. What sins have you committed today, Katie Maloney?
She's like, literally, they throw bologna at me and meat.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, they threw rocks at Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They speared him in the side.
You think you got it worse than Jesus?
You think you got it worse than anyone else? In the history of time.
So they call you baloney. So what?
So what?
And then they would hand her like a bucket of soap and tell her to go scrub down the back deck.
You'd be lucky to eat some baloney.
Yeah.
You know what else you could be eating more of? The body of Christ.
Yeah.
Why don't you go to church more? And she's like, Dad, I literally go to church every day.
She's like, we're at church every single
day.
Church
every single fucking day.
She was baptized when she was like 5.
In a river. In Utah.
Mm-hmm. There was like a snake present.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a whole
snake
thing.
Church.
Yeah.
She's a snake church girl.
Raised in a snake church,
mm-hmm.
and just like forced to snake church, speak in tongues. And her parents just didn't take her seriously. And they didn't take the bullies seriously.
No.
And so, you know, Katie tried to emancipate even like when she was looking into all those law books and like trying to like figure out how to do it, but then she just realized like there's no escape. Like I literally am just gonna have to rot here until I'm 18 years old.
She actually got into law school when she was 11. Did you know that?
No.
She got into like a local Utah law school.
Oh.
Like an online law school, and she got on like early days
of online courses.
Mm-hmm. Like back up in like dial-up days.
Yeah.
It was like
on AOL.
It took her like 12 minutes to even get to like a different page.
She stole a disk mm-hmm. of AOL.
Yeah.
And installed it on mm-hmm. her family's computer.
Whoa.
And that's how she like slowly studied and like somehow managed to like sneak into an LSAT.
Yeah.
And
she
like,
took a course.
She took a course.
She wore a disguise and everyone was like, how old are you? And she was like, 25.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, okay.
They were like, cool. It was the 90s. Yeah, like, was, people just didn't question no. back then.
No, it was like the Clinton days.
So she took this like LSAT and did, she got decent enough scores on it to get
great.
Into a pre-law school online.
She was, and she was like, this is going to be it. You know, I'm going to like, if I can't cheat the system, I'll become part of it.
Yeah.
And so she was like, I'm going to study civil law and be a civil rights attorney.
Yeah. But the first case on the docket is Katie Maloney versus the Maloney family.
Yeah. Because
she was going to try and emancipate. But by the time she actually finished her law, like her pre-law, all of that, she was 18.
Yeah.
So then she was like, fuck, what did I do all that for?
Yeah, so she was like, fuck law.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do law.
What has the law done for me? Nothing. I've been a slave to the law.
I've been a slave to the system. I've been an attorney, you know, before I was even an attorney. Mm-hmm. And look where it's gotten me.
Yeah.
Shit.
Like, she was literally could have passed the bar exam.
Yeah. She could have moved to, like, the East Coast and, like, worked at... She got accepted to, like, two law firms mm-hmm. in, like, one in Wilmington, Delaware, and one in Raleigh, North Carolina.
And she was just like, She considered it.
Yeah.
She was like, if I can emancipate in time, I'll go.
Yeah. And her parents were like, she like came one day, like they were
she
all...
She set up a P.O. box.
Uh-huh.
That's where all her correspondences went to.
What's this? What's all these papers? Her dad said one time.
Mm-hmm.
She goes,
they're
guess
from
what?
Church.
Yeah, it's from Snake Church. And he was like, all right.
He's like, well,
that's
cool.
Good. I'm glad you're getting more into it.
Finally. Finally, you go.
Finally, finally she's getting with the program with Jesus H. Mm-hmm. JHC. The Almighty.
And her brothers just like bullied her.
Oh, yeah. They'd be like, hey, you're ugly.
Malones.
And she'd be
Malones.
Like, literally, I'm going to sue you.
Yeah.
Literally, I'm a lawyer.
She'd go lawyer up.
Lawyer up.
So she started also like... threatening everyone at school.
Yeah,
and she
like,
would just be like, lawyer up.
Yeah, they like all her bullies at school, she'd be like, buckle up and lawyer up.
Yeah. And like,
it's I'm coming down on you with the pages of the Constitution.
And she did, like, it kind of worked. Like, people started to back off. Like, obviously at first, like, everyone was dicks to her about it.
Yeah.
But then like she learned like how to draft, like she got like some of her worst bullies like served with a lawsuit.
Papers were served
in the cafeteria, and then it would be like humiliating when they got served in the cafeteria.
And everyone goes, service.
You got served. Katie goes, you got served, motherfucker.
And everyone would cheer.
Yeah.
And like, and then she had this one time the guidance counselor called her in like midway through her senior year, and they were like, Katie, so we're starting to get some reports that you're like suing people in school.
Yeah.
And like, while we're very happy that you're taking such an interest in law and that you've, you know, you've done this for yourself, we're so impressed, but like we can't use, you can't just sue people for not like liking you.
Yeah. And she was like,
lawyer up.
Yeah, lawyer up. And then the next day, that school administrator got served.
Yeah.
So Katie activated at least like 30 lawsuits in her own school while she was studying law. But the thing is, since she was underage, like none of it ever materialized or mattered. But she was like very litigious.
Yeah. Fucking litigious.
She was litigious from a young age.
But one thing it really did was it got her popular finally.
Yeah.
Like everyone was so like afraid of her that everyone was just like, be our friend because we don't want to get sued by you.
Yeah.
And she was like, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. And so she started getting really into music too.
Yeah.
Because like when she was studying law, she would put on her Discman and
listen to whatever.
Now
like,
38.
Yeah. She didn't have like access to a lot of like music news because her parents were so strict.
Mm-hmm.
So she
did Kazaa and Napster.
Mm-hmm. So she would illegally download like tons of like Metallica. And then she would also just like listen to like Now That's What I Call Music.
Yes.
And she was like, God, I love music.
I love music.
Like maybe maybe I'll go into like music law someday.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do something with music.
I'm going to be a music lawyer.
Yeah.
She said that one time at a party and mm-hmm. everyone was like, cool.
She had just turned 18.
Yeah.
And she like immediately rebelled from her parents. Like yeah. she hid all her like law school stuff and like all her lawsuits and her P.O. box.
Yeah.
And her job offers from her parents. And they just thought, like, this is a good, our good girl is like a churchgoer. And finally, she stopped bitching about school. So everything's fine.
Yeah.
Then the day that she turned 18, they were like, okay, Miss Maloney, get in the car. We're going to go to church. And she was like, fuck you. I'm not going to fucking church.
I'm going to party.
I'm 18. I'll do whatever I want.
So she went to Warped Tour.
Yeah, she went to Warped Tour. She got in like the mosh pit.
Yeah, like she, senses like, fail.
Yeah, she was like loving life.
Further Seems Forever, From First to Last, Taking Back Sunday. She was all up in that. She was like pounding monsters and going to see Senses Fail.
Katie's favorite drink is Monster.
Yeah.
A Monster on ice.
Yeah.
With a splash of Coke.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, Coca-Cola. Yeah.
But one time she went to a house party.
Yeah, she went to a house party, and like this was right after, this was like through midway through senior year. Right. So she like turned 18 halfway through senior year, and she was at this house party, and some older, it was like a college house party. Mm-hmm. It was like a lot of like older kids were there. And these like really kind of like sexy girls wearing like chokers and like black eye makeup. And they like looked like Ferruja Balk in The Craft.
Oh my God.
They like struck up a conversation with her and she was really enamored of them because they looked so cool.
Yeah.
And they were like,
you're too cool for this place.
Yeah. They were like, this party sucks. What are you doing here?
And she's like, yeah, I don't know. I just kind of like came with people and
yeah.
her friends were all like waving to her like, come over and we're going to do a keg stand. And
yeah.
And they were like,
they're like keg stands,
or you could come to a rave with us in another state.
Yeah.
And she was like what's a rave?
Crossing state lines.
And they were like, a rave is a place where you go and you dance and you're really nervous and awkward, but everyone else is, and mm-hmm. then you just like forget that you are.
Yeah.
And you listen to like,
they're like, one song will play
for
the entire
minutes.
time. And you'll think it's like the same song all night, but it's actually like
35 different songs.
Yeah, they're different songs. Like, yeah. Trust us.
And she was like, how do we get there? And they're like, we've got a car out back waiting to go.
Yeah. They're like, just come with us.
Just come with us.
Come on, Katie. Come with us.
Come on, Katie.
Come on. This party is lame.
You're so cool.
You're so cool. You're going to have so much more fun at the rave.
And then one of them said, hey, do you guys think we could listen to the new Senses Fail album on the way over? And Katie was like, I'm going.
So she made up an excuse to like her high school friends. And she was like, I'm going to go to this like party or whatever. Like, I'll catch you guys later.
And they're like, where is it? And she's like, Colorado. And yeah. they're like, Katie, like, you can't, that's,
you can't just like go to Colorado.
Can't cross
and she
state
was
lines.
Like, I can do whatever I want.
I'm 18.
And also, like, this was kind of around the time where, like, she definitely started drinking in high school and, like, established
tequila.
Her Tequila Katie
yeah.
persona. So, like, she would get mean with her friends, and they knew, like, once Katie kind of started screeching, that it was, like, don't put up a
don't,
fight.
Don't mess with her.
Don't mess with her. Just, like, let her do whatever,
yeah.
and, like, she'll find her way back. Like, the good news about Tequila Katie is she always, like, finds her way back.
Always finds her way.
Yeah.
Somehow, in the dark of night, she, like, finds the one flicker of light in the distance.
Yeah. So they were like, okay, fine. Like, I guess Katie's going to Colorado, but yeah. like, whatever.
She's like, cover for me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, fine.
Her
they're
friend, like Mandy, was like, just let her go, guys. Let her go.
Yeah. Just let her go.
Let her go.
Her retainer fell out.
Yeah.
Katie was like, I'll see you girls later.
Bye.
And her one friend from like the new Goggle of Girls, like, mm-hmm. she went outside and they had like a pickup truck. And this one girl was playing a guitar.
Yeah.
And they were all just like jamming out. And Katie was like, whoa.
Whoa, you guys like music too?
And they're like, we love music.
They're like, music kills us. It's so good.
And she said, music kills me too.
And they were like, get in, bitch.
It's meant to be.
We're going to this rave.
We're going to. So then Katie was like in the back of this pickup truck, like flooring down the interstate. Like,
yeah.
Looking up at the sky, like, it was so clear.
It was
and, like,
so
she just
beautiful.
Felt so free.
That she could see, like, the Milky Way.
Yeah.
And she was just, like, at that moment, realized that the universe is so full of infinite possibilities.
So many possibilities.
Now that she's 18, she can go anywhere and do anything.
She has a law degree under her belt.
Yeah.
She's 18 years old.
She has job offers.
People don't call her Katie Maloney anymore.
No.
She's Katie Maloney.
Yeah. And she said to lots of people, she said, call me Kate.
Call me Kate.
That's like what she said, like after she turned 18. Yeah. She didn't want to go by Katie anymore. She's
yeah.
like, Katie's a baby name. Call me Kate.
Call me Catherine.
Yeah.
And they were
everyone
like,
was like, no.
No. And she's like, all right, call me
They're
Kate.
They're like, we already have one Catherine in our grade. And she was like, okay, fine, call me Kate.
And then they were flinging it in the wind, and like the wind was ripping at her. And one girl from the driver, she opened up like the little like hatch in the back, and she yeah. went, hey. And Katie looked over and she goes, music kills Kate.
And they were like, music kills Kate. Music kills Kate.
Music kills Kate.
And Katie was like, yes. And they turned up the music like really loud and like all screamed as they drove down the highway.
Yeah. And they crossed into Colorado.
Yeah. It took like 4 hours.
Yeah.
But they were like, it's going to be worth it. Trust.
Yeah.
Like, and it was only 9 p.m. So they were like, by the time we get there.
They started, they were at a 5 p.m. house party.
They were at a house party. Yeah. Well, it was 9 p.m. when they left the house party.
Oh.
So, and they got there, it was like, it's kind of late. And she's like, we're not going to get there till 1. They were like,
that's
the point. Like when the rave starts.
Yeah.
And she was like, whoa, what is this crazy world?
Yeah.
So, like, they pull up to just, like, this rave in the middle of nowhere, like a field, like, under the mountains of Colorado.
Like a derelict, like looking landscape, like mm-hmm. just really, it's like it looked like the planet and alien when they go down and they find like the crashed spaceship.
Yeah,
like that spaceship was there.
That spaceship was there, and like you could kind of from where they parked, like you couldn't see anything.
No.
Katie was like, "What the fuck is this? Like, where have you taken me?" But yeah. you could hear kind of like these beats,
this tepid like
in boom, the distance. Boom,
boom. And Katie was like, "What is that?" And one of the girls turns to her and goes, that's the rave.
That's the rave.
Do you feel it in your bones, Katie? Do you feel the music? And she's like, I feel it. And they go, cool. Take this ecstasy.
Yeah. They were like, take this. And she's like, what?
And they're like, it's fine. She goes, how long will it last? And they're like,
Anywhere from like 4 to 8 hours. And she was like, okay.
Yeah.
But can I have some tequila? And they were like, no, we see how you get. Like,
yeah.
we know about tequila, yeah. Katie.
She goes, this is about love. And what you do when you're on tequila is you rage.
Yeah.
We're not about rage. We're about love.
Mm-hmm. That's what raves are all about.
Raves are about love and connectivity and music. And Katie was like, those are all the things I want.
Okay.
And they're like, okay, no tequila.
No tequila. You have to make a blood pact with us right now. And she was like, whoa, this really got taken to the next level. And they were like, just do it.
And one of them literally slashed her hand open.
Yeah, they slash her hand open. They slash their own hand open. And they go, shake.
And Katie was like, oh my God, like you actually like cut my hand. And she's like, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, like we're making the promise, no more tequila.
So Katie was like, bleeding and just kind of like
they touched palms.
Yeah. And then as soon as she did that, she felt like a charge.
Yeah. And she was like, ah! And like pulled her hand away and was like, what was that? And the girl was like, what was what? Whatever. Just yeah. take the E. Let's go.
So she took an E and she looked at the E pill and on it was a music note.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh my God, this is like meant to be.
Yeah. Music. My favorite thing.
Yeah.
So they take the E. They like.
By the way, Laura and I literally just like shook hands.
We put our palms together. our own blood pact.
This is how immersive this is.
Yeah. Did you feel it?
Did you feel it listening? Because we felt it.
So Katie's with like these, how many girls? It was like four girls.
It was like four girls.
Yeah.
There was one girl that stayed behind.
Mm-hmm. At the truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, I'll be there in a bit. I'm going to smoke.
Mm-hmm. She keeps watch. She's like, for what?
Keep watching over what?
And they're like, nothing.
Nothing. Let's go.
So they went into the rave and it was like in this like, there was just like in the middle of this desert, there was like this lone like, you know, like the doors on top of a roof in New York that mm-hmm. lead out to the roof. It looked like that. And there was like this like creepy looking guy just standing in there in the way.
Next to like a doors that were yeah. on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a bunker.
A bunker.
Yeah.
And they were like, Katie was like, where's the rave? And they're like, we're going.
They were going now.
And they went up to the guy and he just like gave him a look and he like nodded and they opened the doors and they went down and it was like an abandoned missile silo.
Yeah.
In the middle
filled
of Colorado.
With people.
Filled with thousands of people.
With like crazy lasers everywhere.
It was like the Matrix, like Zion rave.
Yeah. Or like Blade even.
Blade.
Yeah. It was like Matrix meets Blade.
Yeah.
And it was just like tons of like chic people out of their minds, like dancing like there's no tomorrow mm-hmm. with like lasers and fog machines.
Like what music was playing? Like
Like the Chemical Brothers.
Chemical Brothers was playing, and like DJ like Gina D'Agostino, or you know, all those like Romanian like music people in the early aughts.
Yeah, it was playing. Like lots of European like DJs and like club kid people.
And Katie was like, okay, so they were like, take your top off and put this on. And they gave her like a really like mesh.
Yeah, like a slinky backless.
Yeah.
Like it had like two delicate strings that were like almost like dental floss tying it in the back. And it was just like really slinky and kind of shimmered when she danced. And like the E was kind of starting to like, she was starting to rise up and like feel the high coming on. And she just like looked around and it was overwhelming. Like
her
it was like
suddenly it went black.
Yeah. Her pupils got huge.
Yeah.
And she was just like, oh my God, like I'm at the rave. And one of the girls was like, put this lipstick on, and gave her like dark lipstick. And she, like,
it felt so good on her lips.
Yeah, it felt like satin. And she was like, this feels like satin. And the girl was like,
I know.
And then like the older girl in the group kissed her. Erica.
Just like made out with her.
Just like made out with her and got like the lipstick like all over her face.
Yeah.
And then just like laughed maniacally.
Yeah.
And Katie had never kissed a girl before.
Katie
ever.
Never kissed anyone.
Katie, that
before.
Was her first kiss.
Her first kiss was with this random Faruza Ball girl at a rave.
Named Erica.
In a missile silo.
In a missile silo.
Named
in
Erica.
Colorado. Named Erica, who
That's
had given
the only
her
person that you can meet at a rave is a girl named Erica.
Yeah. And Erica just like laughed and laughed and then
just used like crazy
her arm to just like wipe the lipstick off and then like walked away.
Yeah.
And Katie was like,
she pressed her forehead against Katie's forehead and went, go forth into the night.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie was like, okay.
She's like, oh my God, okay. So the rave is like popping off and Katie and like the other girls just kind of like start dancing. Like one of the other girls, Sally, who is like a little more innocent looking, like grabs Katie's hand. She's like, come on, let's dance.
Yeah.
And like they're just like dancing, like feeling themselves. And these girls dance like sexier than Katie's ever danced.
Yeah. Katie was kind of dancing with her shoulders hunched.
Yeah.
And
they were like, no, like
loosen up,
like feel your body.
Feel the music. Let the music kill you.
And Sally kind of like danced out into like the middle of the dance floor. And just the way that she could move, even though she was a little bit like smaller than the other women there and like more innocent, it was just like she was captivating. Like she just like writhed her body around and was and like everyone kind of turned to watch her. And then like the other girl who was standing with them, who was it? It was Erica, Sally,
and Christine.
Christine, who stood behind Katie, and she was like, see what Sally's doing?
Yeah.
Just move like that.
Move
and kind
with
of
us.
Started taking her shoulders and her hands and like moving them around.
And Katie was suddenly like a puppet.
Yeah. And Katie kind of like started to move and like feel her body.
Yeah.
And she felt like the power of
EDM.
Of EDM and what it feels like to be on ecstasy at a rave
in Colorado.
Colorado in a missile silo.
Yeah.
And like lose control of your body or the way people perceive you. And for the first time in her life, she felt free.
Yeah, she was away from Snake Church. She was away from Katie Baloney. She was away from her terrible parents and her awful brothers.
And she was away from her future as a lawyer.
Yeah. Law was the literal last thing on Katie's mind.
Yeah, she was like, fuck a 9-to-5.
Yeah. I want to be in a rave. I want to rave from 9-to-5.
Yeah.
And so.
And she was like, she even turned to Christine. Like, they all started dancing. And then Sally and Christine and Katie danced for like 3 hours
straight.
They lost track of time. There were no clocks in the silo.
Yeah.
And they were dancing and dancing. And Katie said, I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back. I don't want to go to a 9-to-5. I don't want to be a lawyer.
And they go, you don't have to do that.
You never have to go back.
You never have to do any of that. You can stay with us always.
Yeah.
And she was like, I want to stay with you guys. And they were like, Katie, you already are with us.
Yeah. They're like, you're our sister.
You're our sister. We're all sisters. And she goes, I'm your sister. We're all sisters. And then Katie just went off on her own.
Yeah.
She got up on a platform and was just like, she shouted out to like this group of people in front of her and she goes, I'm a sister. And they all just started screaming and cheering for her.
Yeah. And like champagne like sprayed and like fog machines.
Yeah.
And it was just like kind of like faded out like as the beat peaked.
Yeah. And then she passed out because she was completely dehydrated.
Yeah, she was so dehydrated. She hadn't had a single sip to drink.
Nothing to eat, no water. And she came to
in a field of flowers. and it was morning. It was like 11 a.m.
And Katie woke up.
And she was just like...
The sun was blinding.
The sun was blinding. There's she flowers.
She had like the stamp from the rave on her like left wrist on the inside of it. And she was like, what?
And a huge gash on one of her hands that was starting to really sting.
So hungover.
So parched. And just like in this tall grass fields with like wildflowers everywhere.
And a breeze. It looked like it was like rippling like an ocean wave. Like just like a, like in the inlet of the ocean, you know? And like it just was, and she was still kind of like high from the ecstasy, so it, like her vision had like a little flutter to it, you know, like when you're like coming off of it and you're like
and like, she was like looking around like trying to get a sense of her bearings. It was so bright, and she like stood up kind of like staggered to standing and was like looking around, and in the distance she kind of heard like women laughing in the distance, so she's like, and it sound and the sound of like water.
Yeah.
So she started just walking towards that because she was like realizing, I mean, she was still a little high, but then she was also like, oh my God, like I'm in Colorado. Like,
or somewhere else.
Or somewhere else. Like I do not know where I am. And this is like so beautiful, but it's also like kind of freaky and my hand really hurts.
Yeah.
So like she
walks. And I'm really thirsty and I have mouth cracks.
So fucking thirsty. And like my lip is bleeding because I'm like so.
And I have that like white shit around my mouth.
Yeah. And like my breath smells like a dead man.
It smells like a crypt.
Mm-hmm. And like I'm parched.
Yeah.
So she starts kind of walking towards the sound of like water and laughter and like gets over and she realizes there's like a beautiful river nearby.
Yeah.
And like all the girls from last night are naked in this river.
They're washing their clothes in it. They're washing their hair. Clothes, they're washing each other. And they're all like.
And they're playing like kind of splashing. Yeah. And they just look perfect.
Yeah.
Like there's beautiful nymphs of the river.
Yeah.
Christine's there. Sally.
And they're Erica. They all look like they're 2 feet taller than they were.
Yeah.
And Katie's like, what the fuck? And she suddenly remembers like, oh, the girls from the party and the rave.
Yeah.
And they all like slowly turn and they go. Hey, sleepyhead.
Hey, Kate.
You're up. Music kills.
Music killed you last night.
The music killed you. Did you feel it? And she was like, yeah, I feel like shit. And they were like, it's okay. She's like,
fine.
Come on into the river with us.
Yeah, come bathe.
And she's like, aren't there like amoebas in there? And they were like.
They're like, no, it's running water,
no.
Silly. It's not like stagnant Utah water.
Yeah. She goes, where are we right now? And they're like.
Your guess is as good as ours.
She goes. One of them just goes, Katie goes, where are we? I need to call my mom and dad. I need to call my brothers even. Like, I have to be at school tomorrow. And the one girl just shushes her and she goes, you're home.
Yeah.
You're already home.
Sally goes, you're home.
We are your family.
Remember?
Yeah. We're your family now. And Katie goes, what? And they go, remember? You said it last night.
On the dance floor.
You're a sister.
Yeah.
You're our sister. Our blood runs through each other now.
Mm-hmm.
And they all, she looks up and they all have the slashes on their hands.
They all have the slashes, like a scar.
Yeah.
And like Erica's scar has healed.
Yeah.
Like her scar, like her cut isn't even a cut. It's just like healed.
Yeah.
And Erica, like Sally and Christine are like in the river, like naked, like laughing around. And then Erica's just sitting like naked on a rock, like kind of scowling. And then Jessica, the girl that kept watch, like she never says much, but she's always like just standing off to the side in like an army jacket, just like keeping watch over
smoking
things.
Cigs.
Smoking, chaining cigs and like not really saying much.
Yeah.
So Erica's like. She's like, remember, we're sisters, and holds up her hand, and there's just a scar there. And Katie's like, but your hand got, you cut your hand last night. And then she's like, you cut your hand last night.
Remember?
Remember?
And Katie's like, do you have like a thing of Minerva on spare on any chance? I can you? And they're like, let the river heal you.
Yeah.
So Katie, like, she looks over at Jessica, who's just standing there, and Jessica nods to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she just like runs her hand in the river. And it heals.
Yeah.
And she's like.
And it heals into just like a scar.
Yeah.
And she's like, what the fuck?
And they go, let the river take your scars.
Yeah.
So Katie goes and she takes her clothes off and she's like very like insecure. Because mm-hmm. It's like the first time she's really like been naked around anyone.
Yeah.
And she just kind of like very like in like child's pose, like crawls into the river.
Mm-hmm.
And she feels like so much better.
She feels instantly refreshed. Yeah. It's like her hangover is erased.
Yeah.
She's like so hydrated.
Yeah.
Glowing skin.
She looks like Jennifer Aniston in like a smart water commercial.
Yeah. Or and like her hair somehow got like longer and shinier. And she just feels like thin and hot.
Yeah.
And she's like,
she says, I feel so thin and hot. And they're like, you are.
They're like, you are.
And she's like, where are we going? And they go, we're taking you to somewhere really cool.
Yeah.
It's where we live. Just up that way. And so she follows them and they're all naked still.
Yeah.
Their clothes.
She goes to go get her clothes and they go, no, leave them.
Leave them.
You don't want those.
Leave them to the, let the earth take them. Mm-hmm. And she's like, okay, that's.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like littering, but like, and they're like, it's not. Trust us.
Yeah.
Do you trust us?
And she's like, I think so.
And Erica's like, don't even think about fucking coming if you don't trust us.
And Katie's like too nervous to say anything. So she just says, okay, I trust you. Yeah.
Yeah. So they go on this hike through like out of the river and through the woods. And yeah. It's like
Picnic at Hanging Rock.
Yeah.
It's like
2 hours long.
Yeah.
And Jessica's just in the back, like following them, chain smoking. She's never even touched the water. Katie's like in the back of her mind, like, how is this girl alive? Like, I could have died last night. Like, I don't think she's eaten anything. She's like, I haven't seen her like drink or even speak really.
Yeah.
And Erica's leading the way and like Sally and Christine are like dancing and laughing.
Mm-hmm. And they're singing. They're singing. Humming.
Yeah. They're just like very playful spirits. Mm-hmm. So they finally like kind of come to a clearing in the woods and there's this huge like tree houses everywhere, but like with ladders like going all the way up to these like wild tree like houses. Avatar. Yeah.
And Katie's like, what is this place? And they go, it's ours. It belongs to you just as much as it belongs to us.
Mm-hmm.
And they look up and there's like people like holding, and they're all wearing like white linens and stuff. And
yeah,
like just looking, and they're all like holding like wood, and they're all like have plants in their hands. It looked like they're all like working, just mm-hmm. dozens and dozens of people, and they all look really happy and they're all working.
And there's all these like pulley systems to like pull water and like supplies up to the various like tree houses.
And Katie's just suddenly like, and they all see the girls and they all start cheering.
Yeah. They cheer and then they all kind of like, everyone is like, oh my God, they're back. And like gathers around them. And like these women with like long gray hair come with robes and they like put these like white robes on them.
And all the guys are like really hot.
The guys are so hot.
The women and the men are just like stunning. Like everyone's just so like natural and like,
mm-hmm.
It's really sexy.
It's sexy. Like, everyone is glowing, mm-hmm. but no one's wearing makeup or, like, there's nothing, like, it's one of those things where you can't describe why everyone is so hot, but they just are. And you're, like, attracted to them and, like, want to be with them.
Right. And so Katie's, like, really confused. Everyone's, like, kind of surrounding her and they're all, like, they all start dressing her. Like, mm-hmm. They all start putting the linens on her and she's, like, and then they pull her hands into one of the buildings and they all gather in there and they all just start like cheering and chanting and like being like, Katie, Katie. And they're all like, tell us, say your name in the house. Say it out loud. And Katie's like, what? And they're like, just say your name out loud. So Katie says, Katie. And then they go, take her name. And they all start going, take her name, take her name. And she's like, what? And then they go, that's not your name anymore. And she goes, well, what is my name?
What's my name?
And they say, Miriam.
Miriam.
Your name is Miriam now.
Yeah.
And she's like.
And then Erica kind of like glides over and she has like this garland of like flowers and she places it over Katie's neck
mm-hmm.
and kisses her on one cheek and then the next cheek. And then she goes, welcome, Miriam.
Yeah. And she says, sign your name into the house. And Katie's like, wait, I don't have any, like, what? And they're like, you just say your name. Say the name that you've been given.
Yeah.
So Katie just, like, stands silently for a minute, and then she goes, Miriam. And then everyone just starts cheering.
Screaming, yeah. And then, like, a party happened. Like, suddenly they, like, all go outside, and it's kind of like a wedding or something. Like, there's, like, a buffet of food and, like, dancing.
There's catering.
Yeah, there's, like, catering.
There's a live band.
Mm-hmm. And it's, like, a celebration. And Katie's like, what's the occasion? And then Sally's like, you're the occasion, silly.
Yeah.
Miriam's finally homecoming. With us.
You've returned to us.
And she's returned to us.
What do you mean? She's like, all of us were always together. Lost.
And then we had to find each other.
We had to find each other here.
Yeah.
And she's like slowly realizing like everyone here like has come from all over.
Yeah.
And she's like, we all started out together and we've been searching for each other for as long as there was time.
Yeah.
And you were someone that we found. We called out into the world and you came coming back.
Yeah.
You answered.
We all were born as one.
We all were born.
And then life separated us. And Katie's like, what are you talking about?
She's like, is this like Snake Church? And they go, no.
No.
It's not like church.
This isn't like church at all.
There are no rules.
There are no rules.
All we have to do is just live together and work together.
Yeah.
And stay here together. And that's the only rules you have to follow.
Enjoy.
Enjoy the fruits of this world.
And be hot. And do whatever you want to do.
Yeah. And you can never leave.
Yeah.
And Katie's like,
she's like, really? And she's like, no, you can leave whenever.
I'm just kidding.
But I'm not really. Don't leave.
But why would you want to leave?
But like, there's nothing even to leave
there's
over.
There's nothing out there.
Because you like get your own treehouse apartment.
Yeah. Don't you want your own treehouse apartment? And Katie's like, yeah, I've always wanted one.
Yeah. I've been trying to live alone. She goes, since you were 11.
She's like, yeah, I actually was saving up to buy this studio, one bedroom in downtown Salt Lake.
Yeah. And downtown Utah.
You know, Main Street, Utah.
Yeah. And Sally was like, ew, let me show you your new apartment because I think you're going to like it.
Yeah.
And she like kind of, every time Sally moves, she just like dances. Yeah. Like she's kind of just like a little like.
She's like a siren.
Creature. Yeah. Total siren. And she like dances over to like this tree kind of on the edge of the community. And they like activate the pulley system and it like pulls them up like into this like magical tree.
Katie's like. She's like, this is really high up. And they're like, chill. Yeah, you're not high up. You're just closer to the world.
Yeah. Why are you afraid of heights, dumbass?
She's like, don't you trust us?
Yeah.
And Katie's like, yeah, I trust you. And they're like, say it out loud. And she goes, I trust you. And they all start cheering.
Yeah. And the whole group of people in this community are like following them.
Yeah.
They're like 10 steps behind.
They're throwing flowers at her. Yeah, and, but like pieces
during
of
the
bread.
Whole time of their conversation.
Yeah. They're throwing like, bread at her. She's like, can you stop throwing bread at me?
And they like won't.
Yeah.
They won't listen.
Yeah.
Miriam.
Sally's like, it's just what
Miriam.
We do here. Just go with it.
Go with it, Miriam.
They're going to follow you around today, but then they'll leave you alone.
Yeah.
So Katie, she shows Katie her like new apartment and it actually is like so beautiful.
Oh, it's so chic.
Like the treehouse, like if you wanted to like rent one on Airbnb, it's like the kind of place it would be like $1,500 a night.
It's like a Burning Man yurt.
Yeah.
Luxury yurt.
But in a tree.
In a tree. And like somewhere in like the mountains of Colorado.
Yeah. Who even knows?
We don't even know where the fuck they are right now.
We have no idea.
But so Miriam/Katie's like enthralled.
Yeah.
She's so happy. She's like, oh my God, my own space. She's like, how much is rent? And they're like, They all start going, ha, 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 ha. And they go, Katie, you don't have to pay anything.
Yeah.
She's like, well, how do I keep it? And they're like,
it's yours.
It's yours. You just have to work like all of us do.
Yeah. Just work and be here.
And she's like, well, what
be
is...
be here now.
What is work? Like, what do I have to work? And they're like, work.
Yeah.
It's just giving back.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself to the earth and the earth will give to you.
And give yourself to our community.
And give yourself to all of us.
And work.
And Katie's like, okay, that's really vague.
And Sally's like, you know what? You seem really tired. I think you should get some sleep.
And Katie's like, I'm literally just slept for like maybe 2 days. I'm not tired at all. I'm kind of actually terrified and I might want to leave soon.
And Sally was like, I wouldn't say that if I were you, Miriam. And then just like activates the pulley and goes down. So then Katie's just like stuck in this treehouse because like the pulley system is down at the bottom.
And they cut the rope. So Katie's stuck in this treehouse like fucking Rapunzel.
And she's kind of like kind of freaked out, but it's also like really beautiful and everyone seems so nice. And they like are just really everything she says. People like laugh at it or they like celebrate her.
But she's up in this treehouse and like the sun's starting to go down and the party's still going below. Like she hears everyone and she's kind of like, I want to be down there, but she's stuck here.
Yeah.
And everyone's just singing and laughing. And so Katie's like just in her bed, her like super comfortable bed, listening to like this party around her.
Yeah.
The party just seems to go on for like hours and hours.
For hours.
She doesn't sleep. So for the next like few days, she doesn't eat. They don't give her any food.
No.
And they just, she just listens to everyone like live, laugh, loving, fucking, like dancing, playing mm-hmm. acoustic guitar, playing the banjo. Like it's just like, and she's like kind of starting to go crazy.
She's starting to go crazy. And like,
they come check on her periodically.
They check on her and give her like a piece of bread and yeah. like
and laugh and
a little
her.
Bit of water. And they're like, "God, you're so pretty, Miriam." Yeah. And like she kind of tries to like fight the name Miriam. Like she'll be like, "My name's Kate," and they're like, "No, it's not Miriam.
Miriam, stop saying that."
And then
they
so,
like, and they like, they go, "Let's dress Miriam up," and they like dress her up, and they're like, they move her around, like, and they're all like laughing, and it's like all the girls like throwing makeup on her, and they're dressed, and she's like, "Please stop!" And they're all just like tossing her around,
and, yeah. Like, and then like, oh, fine, Miriam, if that's what you want. And then yeah. they like leave. So it's days and days, maybe even weeks of this kind of like torture.
Yeah.
Until finally they break her.
They come up one morning and Katie's just like silent. And they go,
"What's wrong? What's your name?"
Sally goes, "Kate, what's wrong?" And Katie looks up at her and she goes, "Who's Kate? My name's Miriam." And they just smile.
And they all smile.
Because they broke her.
Yeah. And they call Erica to come in. And then Erica comes in and like makes out with Katie.
She tongues her.
She tongues her and she's like, "We're girlfriends now."
Oh my God.
And so
Miriam and Erica.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we find out that Erica is actually like one of the kind of like higher ups mm-hmm. of this community and had been like looking for a girlfriend.
Yeah. She'd been following Katie. Like, she kind of, because basically these girls, like, if you haven't already gauged, mm-hmm. they're like the recruits.
Yeah.
Cults will send, well, I won't say cult.
Yeah. Communities.
Communities will send people out to go, like, seduce people into coming with them.
Yeah. Find, like, a hot, kind of naive girl yeah. or guy,
but who's Erica,
18, so they're coming at their own free will.
And they're totally legal.
And they're totally
there's nothing,
legal.
There's nothing illegal about anything we're talking about.
No.
And but Erica had like seen Katie. She like kind of went to, she like hung out at some of the high school parties and mm-hmm. like looked for, and she saw Katie. So she had her eye on Katie.
Yeah. And she was like, "There's something to this one."
She's like, "Our souls were born together,
mm-hmm.
and now you've come back to me."
And their community, this like mountain treehouse commune place, part of their like belief system is that they were all born in a mountain nearby called Mount Nearby. And, but like thousands of years ago, mm-hmm. all their souls were spawned. And yeah. then,
and it was like one giant mass of souls.
Yeah, it was like one just giant mass of energy that contained yeah. all their souls.
Yeah.
And then over time, like bits of energy were released. So all the souls of the like nearbyans were released into the world. And so their job and the reason they're put on this earth is to all find each other so that they can be one collective soul again. Yeah. And that's kind of their philosophy.
Yeah. They worship the mount nearby.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're and they go to like they make pilgrimages there like every week.
Yeah. And they, like, sometimes like sacrifice.
Yeah. Well,
mostly like food items, but once there was like an animal.
Mm-hmm. But they have like, it's like a very pagan, like they hike together to the mountain every week, every like Saturday night at mm-hmm. dusk. They start walking and they get there by midnight.
Yeah.
And they just have like a revelry around the mount, the top mm-hmm. of the mountain.
Under the full moon.
And they're
like bathed in the light.
They bathe in the light. Like everyone's like fucking each other. It's like, because they're all one.
Yeah. They're, it's like, very free love and yeah. like, but they do have like partners,
mm-hmm.
but you, it's very just like you do what you want.
Yeah. But, and you have to like, you really, you have to like, you know, earn your keep.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to hoe, you have to toil, you have to grow food, you have to build like other structures. So it's like, you can't just be like,
you can't lay around.
No. Except the only people that can do that really are like Sally and Erica.
Yeah. Because they're just like, they're recruiters. Yeah. So they like go and find people and then bring them in. And they're like bad at working.
Right. But Erica like leaves all the time.
Yeah.
To go recruit. And Katie's like gets kind of like jealous. Mm-hmm. She's like, why, like, you leave every few weeks for like months.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, it's, she's like, I thought I was your one. She's like, well, I have many partners.
Yeah.
You're just,
you know what the history, like at this point, like months have gone by. Like as soon as Katie accepted that she was Miriam, Erica moved into the yurt with her and then they lived in this yurt together. And
in bliss.
And Katie was like into it. She was like, I never thought that I was like a lesbian
or capable of love.
You're capable of love, but you've taught me so much. And she's like, we don't have terms like lesbian here, gay here. We just we're souls.
Yeah. We're soulmates. We're soul partners.
Yeah.
And Katie's like, okay, whatever.
And so like over this time, like Erica kind of like teaches, she's Katie's teacher in more ways than one. Like obviously they're like hooking up a ton.
But she teaches her about like how
she
to
teaches
toil.
Her about the mount nearby and like the full moon and the sacrifices and like the philosophies of the community.
And she starts saying like the world out there is like a nightmare and like the people are not good enough for us. Like we are so much better than everyone. So like she really, Katie kind of gets totally like,
She buys into it.
They break her
and
completely.
Then rebuild her with like new knowledge of who she is.
Yeah. But and they, one thing that's notable that Katie kind of notices but then loses track of is that they ban music except music that they own, like
that they produce,
which is like terrible, like acoustics.
They think of themselves as like there's like a whole kind of like, and Katie picked up on this a little bit when she first got there, but it's like they do play a lot of their own music and they're not allowed. Like when you're in the community and you have a party, it's no covers.
Thank God.
Yeah. And you can only play like original music. So they very much encourage everyone to like bring their songs to the table.
Everyone has to learn how to play an instrument.
Yeah. And they make recordings and like they ask Erica, like, will you go to LA? Like, go to LA and like take our records because they
need money.
Yeah, they need money. And they also like, they want to be famous. Yeah. Like, they want to have like a band and like be known.
Yeah.
And like, and they really, and like the leaders think that that's the best way to get their message out there.
You
what
never
better
really see
way?
The leaders, by the way.
Yeah, no, it's just like hotties, like 18 to like 25 year olds.
But there's like some like, older who are like middle aged, but they're kind of
elders. They're quiet. They never really say anything.
There's like an area that you can't really go in. And that's where the elders are, and they're the ones who are controlling everything.
Yeah,
but no one really sees them.
No, and they don't come to like any ceremonies. No. Like they're very behind the scenes.
Yeah,
but like everyone else is just like free love, fucking, making music, some model, like they have like cameras.
Oh my God, they have fashion shows.
Katie's like,
never been allowed to walk in it.
They were like,
they're like, you can
model.
Do the sets.
Yeah, and do Katie's, the sets.
You can be stage crew.
They're like, did you learn an instrument yet? And she's like, well, I'm working. They're like, well, go practice.
Yeah.
Go practice piano.
And she like, is like playing, trying her best to learn piano and like watching the fashion show happening in like the village square. And she's like, fuck.
The community, they encourage everyone to like follow their artistic passions. Mm-hmm. So there's like lots of different things going on, but it really became clear that like music was the big push.
They all read The Artist's Way.
Yeah, they read The Artist's Way. That's like one thing you have to do like as soon as you get there. Like once Katie accepted that she was Miriam, Erica made out with her and handed her a copy of The Artist's Way.
Oh my God. So every morning Katie wakes up and like writes Stream of Consciousness.
She does her like three morning pages and like...
Have you ever done The Artist's Way?
Yeah, I like got halfway through. It's like literally sitting on my table over there.
No judgment on it.
I got halfway through to like the money chapter, then I was like too triggered and stopped. So I need to like pick it back up.
Well,
now's a
great chance.
So like Katie's been there for a few months at this point, and like
it seems like forever though.
It seems like she can't say like when she got there. Like she, because time just doesn't really exist in a place like this. Yeah. And there are no calendars, there are no clocks. And like the elders have instructed Erica that she needs to go to LA and like try and sell the album.
And if they can't just like recruit hot people.
Yeah. Like it's time for like a culling.
Yeah.
It's time to call the souls.
Yeah.
Is what they call it.
So Erica is like getting ready to leave with her gaggle of sirens.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie's like kind of getting a little like clingy.
Yeah.
And she's like, how long are you going to be gone? And Erica's like,
as long as it takes.
As long as it takes. Like, you can't rush time.
Yeah.
And Katie's like,
she's like, time goes by quickly, and like, well, and Miriam, when even is it?
And Katie's like, well, I wouldn't know because I'm not allowed to have watches. And she's like, oh, just, you'll be fine. Like, it'll go by fast, and like, then we'll be back together. And then Katie's like, well, can I come with you? And she's like, no.
No, you need to stay here.
This isn't your role.
They need you here.
Yeah, your role is not with us. It's here.
Erica's like, have you finished the artist way? And Katie's like, no, not yet. She's like, you better finish.
No, not yet.
You can't finish. She's you can't like, come until you finish the artist way.
And Katie's like, fine. She's like, well, what if you don't come back? Or like, what if you meet someone? And she's like, I'm not going to meet anyone. Don't worry. Like, you're my soulmate.
Yeah. She's like, but I also will meet people.
And I also will like fuck people.
Yeah. And I'll meet a lot of people, but it doesn't mean anything.
And she's like, and I might be soulmates with them too. And then Katie's like, well,
but like, what does that mean? She goes, it means nothing.
It means nothing. Don't you get it?
Don't you get it?
Nothing means nothing, and everything means everything. And Katie's like, what the fuck is all this? Like, I don't know what anyone's saying here.
And Erica just shuts her up by like grabbing her face and like making out with her. Like,
they have
her
like a tongue sesh.
They have a tongue sesh. Sally and Christine like kind of leave and like let them fuck.
Yeah.
And they do. And then Erica makes her come like 3 times. And then she's like, look, can I leave now or what? And Katie's like, yeah.
Yeah, you can leave.
Yeah, you can leave. Bye.
So then like everyone in the village is like, bye. Like, see you later.
Yeah. And
then,
they like pile into, like, for some reason they have like a Hummer.
Like, they always get new cars.
Yeah. They have like so many cars and trucks. And Jessica, like,
yellow Hummer.
Yeah, they have a yellow Hummer. Jessica's at the wheel. And like Christine and Sally and Erica all hop in, and then they like vroom vroom and they're gone.
And Miriam sees Erica like one last glance, and Erica just like blows a kiss at her.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, 2 incredible serums, and 2 luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
And that's it. And so Katie, aka Miriam, without Erica there and like the other girls,
it kind of sucks.
It kind of sucks.
And no one really is like, no one really talks to her.
Yeah. People don't talk to her because I think a lot of them are afraid of Erica. Like, Erica's a psycho.
Yeah.
And she was like, don't talk to my fucking girlfriend.
Don't talk to my girl.
Yeah. And so no one will really like look at her. They like, she plays music with some people, but their music is shitty.
Yeah.
And like, they won't let her model. So they're, no. So like, that still is
she
happening.
She still has to make all the sets.
Yeah.
The elders make them like put on plays, and like, she has to like, she can never be in it. She always has to like pull the curtain.
Yeah. And so like,
It's boring.
And after like 5 days, Katie's like, I'm honestly like fucking over this.
I'm over it. And then something happens.
I feel like it's like Katie, they're all eating dinner one night.
Well, can I?
Yeah. Have an, yeah. Yeah. What happens?
This is what I heard.
Yeah. Tell me.
So one night they're at dinner.
Tell everyone. Like
a, well, this is upsetting.
Yeah.
But they're at dinner one night and Katie's just bored. She's antsy.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes up to one of like the like higher ups who's like this hot dude who's like a total like fucking asshole.
Yeah.
He's so hot. And his name is like Pierre.
Mm-hmm.
Not Pierre, Pierre.
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 Yeah.
And so like P-E-E-R.
Yeah.
And so Katie's like, Pierre, like I'm really bored. Like I'm tired of being like the sets person, like the artist way. Like I finished it. Like, boring.
Yeah,
like, life is boring. Like I'm just restless. Like I want to do something big. Like I maybe send me to go recruit people, and they all are like, no fucking way. Mm-mm. Like you can't, like we don't want you to be the face of our thing.
Yeah, well they also like test her. They're like, fine. Okay, do you want a shot of tequila? And she's like, oh my god, yes please. And they were like, that was a test, you're not supposed to drink tequila.
Yeah, no one's allowed to drink.
Yeah, like what the fuck. Yeah. You can't go recruit anyone.
Yeah.
And then she's like, god damn it.
She's like, well what else can I do? And they go, well you could go with us to collect. And Katie's like, what's that? And they're like, it's a part of the way. And they're like, we reap from the earth and we take back what's always been ours.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it takes doing something that might be considered illegal. And Katie's like, okay, like I'll do it.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, can you steal shit and not feel guilty about it? And Katie's like,
yeah,
I used to steal things from Claire's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, all right, good enough. So she goes, basically they dispatch like a team to go like burglarize homes.
Yeah.
Like down the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
In this like nice Colorado community.
Yeah.
And
it's like near Durango kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they like basically just like ransack houses in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. And they like steal shit because they're like, they're low on supplies.
Yeah. And they need money, and they need money to be able to like pawn it to keep the community afloat.
Yeah. But then Katie like sits in the car. She's like watching them. She's kind of getting a feel for it. And then one of the houses, they're like, all right, Miriam, your turn. You have to go in on your own.
Yeah.
It's a test. And she's like, well, can someone come with me? And they're like, no, is part of it.
We need
like,
to see if you can do it.
We need to see if you can do it. So Katie's like, fuck. She's just, it's like a nice McMansion.
Mm-hmm.
She climbs through one of the windows. She like falls down and makes some noise. And she knocks over something. And she's like, fuck. And then...
What?
Well, she goes to steal something. A laptop. Mm-hmm. On the couch. Like an early Mac. MacBook.
Yeah.
And there's a candle on the table. And she picks up the laptop and then knocks into the candle because she's kind of a klutz.
Yeah.
And the candle catches fire.
No. And she burns the house down.
She burns the house down. And there's like a family. The family gets out.
They get out.
But like the house burns down.
Katie starts screaming. Yeah. She has like the laptop.
The alarm in the house just goes off. The smoke alarm. And she's like, fuck. And then she grabs like
a bag like that's just near the door.
Yeah.
Like still in the living room. She like grabs it and throws the laptop in there. And she just like runs out. And she's like, let's fucking go. And then everyone's kind of excited that she like burns. They're like, oh my god, Miriam, you're fucking crazy.
You're wild.
You're wild, Miriam.
But on her way out, she screamed,
everybody wake up in this house. There's a fire.
Yeah. And like, so
she saved the family, but as she was running out, one of the people in the family saw her face. They caught, she like locked eyes with like the teenage kid that was living there.
Yeah.
He looked down at her and she looked at him. So like, yes, she saved the family, but she totally just implicated herself in like an arson.
Yeah.
But she ran to the car and they drove away.
Yeah.
But now, and they're like, did anyone see you?
And she was like, no one saw it.
No one, I didn't even know if anyone was, they might not even,
no one was even home.
And they're like, are you sure, Miriam? And she's like, yeah. She's like, because you could really fuck us over.
Yeah.
Because we're all like missing, but we don't want to be found.
I know. And all of our, they are like the collective of souls. If one soul is compromised, then all souls are compromised.
Yeah.
So tell me again, did you see, fucking see it? Did anyone fucking see you?
Did anyone fucking see you?
Katie's like, no, I swear, no one saw. No one saw.
No one saw, but she's like, fuck. So then they, like, you know, they get back. In the distance, you see, like, the fire.
Yeah,
like fire,
the fire
trucks.
Rages. There's, yeah, like, it's like a whole thing.
It's, like, spread to, like, another house. Thankfully, no one died.
No one died, but it was still, like,
it was a big deal.
It was a big deal.
So they, like, get back to the, they get back up the mountain to their community.
And they're like, we have to be on lockdown. And the way that the trees, like the reason that they live in the trees is that they can shut off like all the electricity. Mm-hmm. And when you're on the ground looking up, you can't see any of like the tree houses.
Cause like in the, normally if you're driving on the highway and you like, you just kind of like, you know, when you're driving in like a rural area and like you kind of look and you can see like a flicker of a light somewhere and you're like, oh, that must, like you can kind of see like a hint of like something happening. But you wouldn't really be like,
you'd get there and be like, well, there's nothing on the ground. Like you just would be confused.
Yeah, you'd be like, no one would be up there.
Yeah.
So like they're pretty like good at keeping a low profile, but they turn off the lights so no one can see the community from below. And they have to live in darkness for like a few days.
Yeah. And they're like, everyone just go back to your, like go back to your yurts and we'll like,
we'll let you know when the coast is clear.
Yeah. So Katie like goes back to
her yurt.
Everyone's really mad at her. And they, she like has her bag of stuff that she like stole from this house. So she's like in her yurt with just like a candle.
She didn't tell anyone about the bag.
No, she like, it, in all the commotion and everything, like no one really noticed it. So she like pulls out this laptop and then guess what else is in the bag? A fucking huge bottle of tequila. And like,
whoa.
Yeah. And so she pulls out like,
she looks at porn.
She looks at porn.
She finds the wife.
Because they did have Wi-Fi in the thing.
Early Wi-Fi.
So it was slow, but it was still like
a dial-up connection.
So she starts like, she looks at porn.
Boring. I miss Erica.
Then she decides to pour herself a drink and do a little Googling. And over the course of the next few days, when everyone's just supposed to be quiet, like lockdown, live in darkness, Katie realizes that she's in a full-blown cult. Like she goes on to like early Reddit or like 4chan and start like goes down this like rabbit hole of like survival tales and starts like recognizing like references that people have said and then realizes like,
oh my god, I'm living in a cult.
And then she starts going through like missing persons like things.
She realizes, like, all this time Katie figured no one would care that she was gone.
Mm-hmm.
She realizes, like, her family has been, like,
Flipping out
for, like, years. Mm-hmm. She's been there for now, like, maybe a year.
Yeah.
The past year, her family has been, like, oh my god, like, she, you know, there's, like, articles, like, missing girl, like, beloved daughter, like, avid church, snake church goer.
Yeah.
Like, budding lawyer. Like, there's, like, in early, she goes on like Facebook. She logs on to Facebook, which is a big no-no.
Yeah. Oh no. There's
but
they, no.
But there was no Facebook chat back then. Yeah. It was like 2006, 2005, or 2006. Right?
Yeah, 2006.
And so no one could see that you were on, but she like logged on, and she saw like there was like a Facebook group like Find Katie Maloney, like. And just tributes. Katie, we love you. Like, I miss you suing everyone. Like, I wish I could hear you say you've been served.
Yeah.
You know, like, she just realizes, like, all these people that she thought didn't give a shit about her, like, she actually, it's like she's having like an It's a Wonderful Life moment. She's mm-hmm. realizing like, oh,
where everyone did care.
People care about me. And like, this is not like, I have a family that loves me. And even if they were like kind of shitty to me, like they love me and I have people that care about me and I shouldn't just disregard that. Like,
no,
it's wrong to just be living in.
It's wrong to be living in this weird community. And like, I burned someone's house down.
Yeah. Then she Googles like it was like a big deal. And like, they're looking for her, and like they mention, the guy says like, mentions like a 19-year-old girl was like, he locked eyes with like a young female.
Yeah.
And her description is like described.
And she's like, just like, fuck.
There's a sketch of her.
Yeah.
And some people are, and then there's like, she looks again in Reddit and they're like, was this girl the missing Maloney girl from Utah, the one who burned down the McMansions? So now there's like theories that Katie is like out there.
Yeah.
She's like, fuck.
Fuck.
So she goes, like,
I have to get out of here.
So she goes onto one of her tribute pages,
mm-hmm.
the Find Katie Maloney tribute page, and she just, on her own Facebook, she writes help. And posts it
to her wall.
And then she logs off. She closes her laptop. She's like, fuck.
And then she chugs the rest of like the drink that she was given and then pours herself an immediate another one. Cause she's like, this is fucked.
Yeah.
And suddenly it's like in that moment, like everything became really clear to her.
She's like, I'm living in a cult. I'm like, could have just killed people. Like, I'm being systematically brainwashed and broken. And mm-hmm. like,
and I'm stuck in this treehouse.
So then she's like,
my own girlfriend is off like recruiting some other whores.
Some other impressionable young girls
yeah.
that will be like roped into this like madness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to live in filth. Like, I haven't showered in a year. I smell like shit.
Yeah.
She like looks herself in the mirror, wasted. And she's like, ew.
Like, she's like, actually. And then it's kind of like, she looks around. She's like, ew, everyone here is like some dirty hippie.
Yeah.
Like, they smell like shit.
They smell like shit.
Everyone's hair is gross.
They like, probably all have like,
we're not
STDs.
Yeah, like, we're not hot. This isn't cool. Like, I thought, like, this isn't hot.
Yeah, she suddenly is just seeing the world like her reality is as it should be seen.
Yeah.
So then she's like, I'm gonna make a break for it in the dead mm-hmm. of night. She's wasted still.
She's fucking shit faced.
She
just keeps drinking because it's like the only thing she knows how to do to like deal with this new reality.
So she's like, yeah, she's like in a tequila blackout, and she's like, I need to go find Erica.
Yeah.
Erica will like know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, I'm gonna break out of here. And I'm one, gonna stop Erica from recruiting someone else, and then two, convince her to come move with me to Utah.
Yeah.
Cause that sounds really fun.
Yeah. We can still be together.
We can live in Salt Lake and like be a lesbian couple in Salt Lake.
Yeah. And like maybe the other girls can come, like, but they probably can't.
Yeah, because those are like her friends.
Yeah. I mean, like, we could all just be friends somewhere and like work together. Like,
start
wouldn't
our own
it be
cult.
They're like, wouldn't it be fun if we just like work together like at a restaurant or something? Like, we could all just like live in the same city and like forget about this like weird period of our lives. Like,
yeah,
chalk it up to being like a teenager and just like call it a day.
She's like, that sounds really great.
Yeah.
So then she packs her bag. She packs her bag.
She's like sloppily.
Yeah. She's like,
she's kind of loud.
Yeah.
Stumbling around. Then she just,
from below you see like a light and her, she turns her light on.
From
below you can just hear like things breaking, her just going, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh,
like her mirror like crashes to the ground. And then she like ends up like kind of stumbling backwards and falling over the balcony of her treehouse.
Oh my God.
But thankfully she falls into like the pulley system like bucket, and it just like zooms her like, down to the ground. She's like, whoa, that was fucking weird.
But she gets down and the entire community's
waiting for her.
And they look and they go, hi, Miriam.
Where are you trying to go, Miriam?
Yeah. Also, one thing she read in the Reddit thing was that people in the cult have been killed.
Yeah.
Have gone missing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, that doesn't sound good.
No, I like need to get out of here.
So they're like, well, Miriam,
do you have something to say for yourself?
Did you maybe see someone in the house? Did you lie to us? And she's like, okay, yeah, she's wasted. Yeah, yeah, I fucking saw someone. I fucking saw some kid. And yeah, there's articles about me. and he described me, and there's a sketch of me, and yeah, people are looking for me all over the country, and yeah, like, I might have posted on Facebook that I'm alive and I need help on my Facebook tribute page that says, you know, find Katie Maloney, and they're like, and she's like, yeah, and I might have had a location turn on when I said it, and they're like,
they're just like, get her.
And then, so then they throw her in like a shack.
Yeah. They like apprehend her, throw her in the shack, and they're like, we're having our full moon ceremony tonight, even though there's no full moon. And that's when Katie puts together that like the ceremony is actually, they like sacrifice any sort of dissenters.
Well, this one is different because they are realizing that their way of life is going to be completely threatened.
Mm-hmm. So they're like, everyone needs to die. They're going to do a group sue.
Yeah.
Which in other places, like since they don't really have like poison and stuff, it's just like we all climb to the top of Mount Nearby and then we jump, hold, link hands and jump off together.
But in the distance, they see sirens. Mm-hmm. So Katie's like completely, and so
Katie's blackout in the shack. The elders take to their tent to like figure out what the fuck they're gonna do, and Katie everyone watches. Else is kind of like freaking out.
Katie and watches, and all of a sudden they open up this like artillery, and there's just a whole weapons like arsenal.
Yeah,
this community has been stockpiling AR-15s and like bombs and grenades, like they're mm-hmm. a full militia.
Yeah,
and everyone's freaking out, but then all of a sudden they snap into like military mode.
Yeah,
everyone grabs a gun and they're ready to, they're gonna go down with a fight.
Yeah, they like get to their various posts.
Yeah,
and Katie's just like, what the fuck? So, like, I thought this was like a community of artists and sensitive types.
We all read the artist's way.
Like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? And then all of a sudden they realize like it's like Waco and it's like mm-hmm. the drugs and tobacco firearms.
Yeah.
You know, the FA whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like coming up the mountain.
Yeah.
And like,
she hears sirens.
We have to hold them off so we can get to Mount Nearby and jump in together.
Mm-hmm.
So
so like full blown war starts breaking out in this little cult community.
There's like,
and Katie's locked in the shack. So
outside, you can just hear like,
yeah, she's locked in a shack, like off to the side. So she's really out of the fire. But there's like a full blown like firearm,
yeah,
standoff and like shoot down. She watches as like all these like hot young guys who like took rifles and were trying to defend their community get like ripped, like murdered by the police.
Yeah, and there's like helicopters.
There's helicopters. There's tear gas everywhere.
You see like women with like these like teen girls with like air, they're just shooting,
screaming and with air machines, being like "fuck you," and then just getting like
so then the
mowed down in the woods.
So then the elders come out, and there's like a group of survivors who haven't died yet. Mm-hmm. And there's like people who are like the soldiers who are, and they're failing miserably.
Yeah, they can't hold off. Like, cause the cop, like you just can't hold off.
Tobacco firearms, it's the FBI. Yeah. It's mm-hmm. like, and so then they're like, they grab Katie and they're like, we're going to Mount Nearby. We have to, you know, this is our time.
Yeah.
The souls, we must go back. And Katie's mm-hmm. like, no, fuck. Like,
no, I don't want to. She's real. She's still drunk.
Yeah. She's screaming to the FBI. I'm Katie Maloney.
Yeah. And she starts like, getting like really, really angry, and like Tequila Katie starts resurfacing. Shit. And so they're kind of like trying to drag her up this mountain so that the rest of everyone left in the community can die. But she's like, get the fuck off me, and starts like really just like getting like snarly mean, and like it's ripped, all these elders. Yeah, just like dragging them. And then she just starts being like, you're a fucking fat whore, to like one of the elders.
You're a whore. You're a fucking whore. She says, she points to one of the girls, like there's really pretty, like, you know, buxom earthy woman, and she's mm-hmm. like, you're a fucking whore, and your tits are out, and your husband's right there.
Yeah,
what, like, the fuck,
why don't you put your fucking tits away, whore?
Why don't you put your tits away?
And like, weirdly, like, this is the only instance in which Tequila Katie's like persona has like
worked.
Saved her.
They were like,
everyone is like, don't listen to her. One of the elders is like, don't listen to Miriam. She's drunk. And then she's like, I'm not drunk. Your fucking beard is disgusting. You smell like dog shit.
We all smell like shit.
We all smell like shit. I fucking smell my armpit today and threw up. And every time I fucking smell you, I fucking barf in my mouth.
And the guys, and she goes, and by the way, you're gross and you have a gross dick and you fuck everyone, but you're disgusting. You're a sad old man and you're just a pervert.
She's like a pervert with a fucking curly fried dick.
Curly dick, and you've perpetuated this community where young people just fuck in front of you and it's disgusting and you're just getting yourself off. And the guy's like, and everyone's kind of like, oh my god, wait, you do that, like what are we all fighting for? And they're all like, this is disgusting. And they're all like,
she's like, yeah, you're all fucking sick,
you're all whores,
you also like, wish you'd fucking kill yourselves. And they're like, and well, that's what we're gonna do, but like also they're like, I kind of now really want to, yeah, for other reasons than just this community falling back.
Her blackout has gotten everyone to sort of wake up and like into their like out of their psychosis.
Like,
and
they're kind of dragging her along, but as she gets like more and more volatile, like they're like, don't listen to her, don't listen to her. But slowly, like, people kind of start breaking down because she's saying really mean things to them.
She's so mean.
And then they're like, don't listen. And finally, like, one of the elders is like, just leave her. Let's go.
Fucking leave her.
And like, and so, and then they kind of are, but Katie just keeps screaming and like raging. And they're like, slowly everyone's eyes are open to like the truth of their fucked up lives.
So they end up killing the elder.
Yeah.
They end up killing the leader of their cult.
They push the elder off the cliff.
Yeah.
They all like band together. Katie's passed out.
Yeah. Katie's passed out on the side of the mountain.
Katie passes out like in a bush.
Yeah.
And like everyone, like the rest of the young people.
You just hear like in the distance, like screams. Yeah. Smoke. And
they kill the elder. Katie's passed out and then like wakes up the next day and like, somehow I think she was like so covered in dirt and whatever that the FBI like didn't see her when they were like arresting people and like cleaning up the scene.
Yeah.
So she kind of like wakes up and she like looks around and realizes everyone's gone.
Or dead.
And like I think she was passed out for like 2 days.
Yeah. She was tired.
She was tired and like in like she hadn't drank in a year.
Yeah.
And so and she couldn't take it.
She's a lightweight.
She's such a lightweight. And like she kind of comes to you and like looks around and she's like, and then just like goes back, like finds some clothes randomly, like in one of the yurts.
One of the dead bodies. She like, takes the girls. Well, no, has the FBI cleared everything out?
They cleared everything out. Like, within 2 days, they kind of did, like, a whole cover-up thing. They arrested some people. They towed it off the bodies. But, like, Katie knows, like, where the community chest of clothes is. So she, like, puts on some clothes and just starts walking. And she walks, like, down the mountain to, like, the nearest road, then walks along this like mountain road for a really long time until she reaches like a general store like in the middle of nowhere
covered in filth.
Yeah.
And they're like,
oh my god, what has happened to you, girly? And she's like, I just need to use the phone. And she calls her family and she says, can you come pick me up?
And they're like, oh my god.
And like they tell her to like go to the nearest Holiday Inn and they'll like be there and to like call that. And so she goes to the Holiday Inn.
They wire her some money. She gets a room. She showers for the first time in a year.
It feels amazing.
She goes down to the hotel bar
and has like a celebration margarita.
Someone's there.
Lisa.
Lisa had to. Lisa was in Aspen. And there was like a bad weather or there was a fire or something. But so everyone had to be like moved from Aspen.
Yeah.
And all these like rich people are staying at like some.
Well,
like,
there was a fire in the housing community that she lived in where she and Ken were renting a house for the week. And the house in their neighborhood caught on fire and it was awful.
Yeah.
And then three other houses burned. They went to Aspen. Yeah, they went to Aspen. So we find out that this cult was like just down the street from Aspen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Katie's like sitting at the hotel bar and she's like, and the guy goes, what do you have? And she's like, are you 21? And Katie goes, I don't know. I don't know how old I am. And he goes, okay. He's like, what do you want? She's like, tequila and a margarita. He's like, make it big. And he's like, all right. So he gives her like a big fat margarita and Katie just like slurping it.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden she hears a voice. Well, darling, looks like you've had a hard day. And she looks over and it's Lisa Vanderpump just sitting at the hotel bar.
Yeah, sitting at the hotel bar.
With a glass of rosé.
With rosé and then Jiggy on her lap.
She's like, rough night? Not as rough as I had it. I had to leave my...
She has a mansion next door to mine caught on fire. It's the second time a fire has happened in my presence in the last year. Very strange.
Very strange. The other one had nothing to do with me.
Another one had nothing to do with me. It was all the way in England. But...
But I had to move...
She just talks in, like, a monologue. She, like, finds herself, like, confessing things to this, like, wayward girl who's, like, sucking down a margarita. And she's like, well, thankfully, Jiggy the sex monster survived that fire, but...
We have to hole up in this dump.
We have to hole up in this dump until the private jet gets here, and then we're off back to L.A. Ever heard of that?
And Katie's like, L.A.? Yeah. She's like, a friend of mine's there right now. She's like, oh, a friend of yours... She goes,
she's like,
Lisa goes, if there's one thing I have a lot of, it's friends.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I love friends.
But friends are great.
Friends are wonderful.
They keep secrets.
Who else can you trust? They keep your secrets. They watch your back. And like, Lisa is just like having come so close to death. Like, because truly the fire happened and like then Lisa's and Ken's house caught on fire and they truly almost died. Yeah. And Lisa's like shaken as fuck, but also just like glad to be alive and
Ken's
hates that she's
upstairs.
In the hall. Ken's passed out. Yeah. He's like had enough. She's like, the old man's had enough. He's had a rough day. Rougher than when we have sex one time a year on my birthday. And like Lisa's just like finds herself making all these jokes to Katie and talking to her, and then she's like, I like you. I feel like I can trust you.
Yeah.
She goes, if you're ever in LA, you look me up. And then slides her business card over to Katie. And Katie's like, okay, like, sure.
You're old.
You're old, but like, whatever. Thanks.
Cool. I'm never going to get to LA.
And Lisa goes, I have a feeling you'll get there.
I have a feeling we'll cross paths.
Yeah. And she's like, her margarita's on me. And then she like stands up.
She goes, get her another one too.
Yeah. Give her as many as she wants.
It's all in my tab.
Yeah. Put it on Vanderpump.
And Katie goes, thank you. What's your name? And she goes, love, it's on the card. I've just slid over to you.
Yeah. Can't you read?
Can you read? And Katie's like, well, I haven't been allowed to.
And she's like,
I don't want to know.
I don't care. But if you're in LA, look me up and we'll talk. And so Lisa leaves. Katie's family comes to get her from the Holiday Inn. And
they're like so happy to see her.
They're so happy to see her. But you know what? Katie doesn't tell anyone the truth about what happened to her.
They're like, where were you? And she's like, I just was...
She's like, I just like ran.
I ran away and I was...
I ran away and like, I was bumming. I was like a ski bum. And they were like, you like to ski? And she's like, no. And like...
I was living the ski bum lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, actually, it does make sense that she was like a ski bum because like she did grow up in Utah. Yeah. So she's like, I just wanted to get away and be like a ski bum. And they were like, but you put help on your thing. And she was like, yeah, I mean, I was drunk.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh. So her family's kind of like all that for our ungrateful daughter, but like whatever.
But she comes back and everyone's really happy that she's alive.
Yeah.
And, like, she's kind of like... The talk of the town.
She's the talk of the town, but then it wears off. All the attention wears off after a while, and she's back after like a few weeks, back to her boring fucking life with her parents trying to get her to go to snake church and her just saying like no, and her brother's being like, yeah, and she's just like, this sucks. Like Utah's dry. Like she can't get any booze anywhere. So one day, you know, she starts working at like a restaurant in town and just like saving her money. And she gets enough money for a bus ticket. So she gets a Greyhound, hops a Greyhound, and she's like, you know what? I'm going to go. She always kept that card that Lisa gave her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm just going to go to LA and like call this lady and see like what can be.
Yeah.
So she books the bus, goes on the bus, lands in LA, and calls up Lisa. And Lisa's like, darling.
I've been waiting for your phone call.
I've been waiting for you for years.
Yeah.
Come to my restaurant. It's in West Hollywood. It's called Sir.
Find it.
Find it.
Take the bus. Take whatever you need to.
Yeah.
I don't want to know about it.
But I don't want to. Don't tell me.
Don't tell
me,
don't tell me at all.
No, that I can't handle that kind of information. And so Katie goes and goes on a job interview, and Lisa hires her to work at Sir. Just like she likes her spirit. She thinks that she's a risk taker.
Yeah.
Katie like tries to kind of offer up facts about her past, and Lisa's like, No. I don't care.
We keep secrets without even knowing the secrets.
Yeah.
That's what friends do.
I love secrets.
I love secrets. And I
love them so much that I don't want to know them. And then they're the ultimate secret.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she tells...
That's what real friendship is.
Yeah.
Not asking questions.
Never ask a question.
But just know that there is something there.
Never tell your side of the story.
And never tell your side of the story. And just keep it at face value at all times. And Katie's like, I don't know if that's...
But like, okay.
Yeah.
So like a year...
By the way, it took Katie a while to learn to respond to Katie.
Yeah.
She still went by Miriam for like... She tried to still go by it. Mm-hmm. She was still kind of brainwashed.
Yeah. No one really understood when she would like write Miriam. Like they'd be like, what's your name? And she'd be like, Katie. And like everyone was like, why? Like what?
Yeah.
And then Miriam never took off in Utah. They were like, I mean, we're Mormon and this would track, but like we don't like this name.
When did she fall to the skylight?
Well, that's what I'm getting
to.
Oh
my God.
Not a lot of people know this. Katie worked at Sir for a year, and then she kind of just like, she never heard anything. Like everyone in the cult died, right?
Or disappeared,
except for Erica
and Sally,
Christine and Jessica. And Katie never heard from any of them, never heard a thing about them. She would always go online.
Right. There was rumblings of like something had happened in the cult.
Yeah, there was rumblings, but it was like everyone kind of fell off after that. And like, I think everyone in the cult thought Katie was dead because like, why wouldn't they think that? And then Erica and Jessica and Sally and Christine all had like, they kind of just like remained quiet because they didn't want to like pop up and be implicated. Yeah. So they found out that not only was Katie alive, they stayed in LA because like LA makes a lot of sense. Like they were like in with like the Cafe Gratitude crowd and like found like a new cult to be in like pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But they always held a grudge because they were like, fucking Miriam. Like if it wasn't for fucking Miriam.
Erica always kind of held off, though. She was always... Because she did...
Yes. It was mostly Sally and Christine who, like...
kill her if we see her.
Yeah. They were like, fucking Miriam ruined everything. Like, if it wasn't for fucking Miriam, our cult would still be there. And Erica's like, it's not a fucking cult, okay? It's a community.
And Miriam has nothing to do with it.
Miriam has nothing to do with it. Leave her out of this.
Leave my girl out of this.
And they were like, Erica, you haven't even seen her in years. You never even cared about her. You fucked everyone.
She's like, yeah, but...
We are souls.
Our souls were mirrors of each other.
Yeah. And so Sally and Christine decided... Like, they found out that Katie was working at Sir. And they found out that she was trying to be a model. And they, like, found out all this shit about her. And then one night, on November 9th, 2009... They decided to go to a little party that one of their friends were having. And guess who was there? Katie.
Katie was in the bathroom.
Someone
was knocking on the door. Katie like was like, I think she like blew a line of coke or something. Because at this point she was like partying.
Yeah, she was partying. She was like a few margs deep. Yeah. Had just like done a rail of coke in the bathroom. Bad coke.
Dun, 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 dun. Hold on a minute. She does a little more. Dun, 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 dun. I said, hold on. And then all of a sudden, from outside, she hears, Miriam?
And her eyes got really big.
She looks in the mirror and she's like, it's like hearing that name is like, it's like Kill Bill. Like,
yeah.
And she's like, shaking.
Mm-hmm.
And Miriam, I know you're in there. I just want to talk to you. Dun, 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 dun. And Katie's just like, and she slowly unlatches the door, and guess who's it's
Sally.
Sally, and Sally looks great.
Sally looks amazing. She's blonde now.
Yeah, I thought that was you.
Hi, Miriam.
Hi, Miriam. And Katie's like,
it's been forever.
That's not my name. She's like,
really?
It'll always be your name.
And then like a guy comes around the corner, and he's like, oh, I see you've met Sally. And like, she's like, yeah. And he's like, Sally, this is Katie. And Sally pretends to like not know her. And she goes into a totally different mode. And she's like,
complete psycho.
Oh my God. Hi. It's so nice to meet you.
I'm Sally.
I'm Sally. I love your hair. It's so pretty.
And she gives her a little hug and she goes in her ear. She goes, don't say a word. And Katie's is kind of like frozen. The guy's like, yo, Maloney, you all right?
You okay? Like,
and she's like, yeah. And Sally's like, she just needs another drink. We're gonna get her a drink.
We'll get her a drink. What do you want? You like Margs, right? We made a big pitcher. And Katie's like, yeah, sure.
She brings her in and Christine's there.
And Katie's now fully like freaking out. And like, she doesn't know what to do. And she's just like, I'm going to go to the roof and smoke a cigarette. And she just like excuses herself and like goes to the roof. And she knows that Sally and Christine will follow her.
Yeah.
Because she wants to talk to them and just say like, look, like things got a little out of control. Like, I didn't mean to like hurt anything. Like, we were in a cult. So like, she goes up to the roof and they do follow her. And she tries to reason with them. And she's like, they're kind of like encircling her, like two like hungry hyenas.
Yeah. They're like, we've been waiting for you for a while.
Yeah. We knew we'd find you eventually.
Didn't know it'd be here.
Yeah.
But that's LA for you. And Katie was like, guys, before you say anything, like, we were in over our heads. Like, not all of us were being lied to by the elders. Like, we were in a totally like violent, terrible cult.
Yeah. Like, they took advantage of us. Like, we were like teenagers. We were 18 years old. Like, we didn't know what we were doing. And like,
they had a stockpile of arson, like weapons.
Yeah, they had like AR-15s.
They were ready to go. Like,
they didn't let us read.
They didn't let us play covers.
Yeah, like no one could even, like, they made us play original music.
Yeah, that's hard. It's really hard. And they all just were, they're just,
they
like
tried
listening.
To make me like you they tried to make me play the piano. I hate playing the piano.
Yeah, I'm a guitar and EDM girl.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're just like smiling at her.
Yeah. And she's like, and then she takes a different approach. She's like, look, I didn't even like, no one even knows that I was involved with it. Like, I never said anything. I never went to the cops. Like, I don't care. Like, you just keep doing whatever. Like, I don't care. Like,
we could just coexist and pretend that we're not.
Yeah.
We don't know each
just
other.
Forget me. Forget my name. Forget that I exist.
I'll forget you too.
And they're like, that's not going to work for us. Sorry. Yeah. And they kind of like start to corner her, and like one's flanking from one side, one's from the other, and Katie's like backing up, and she's like, what are they gonna do? And then suddenly Katie loses her footing and crashes through a skylight, like trips kind of backwards, crashes through the skylight and falls 25 feet. Hits a rail on the way down, like smashes her head.
Titanic
style. And guess who's there to break her fall?
Erica.
Erica had followed them because she knew they were gonna fucking pull some crazy shit. So Erica throws herself under Katie's body and breaks her fall in the stairwell. And she knows she can't stay long.
Erica's so strong. She's a tank.
She just like not only like just catches Katie's body like with her spine, but then like lays down, like rolls Katie off of her, and then she just has a moment where the two of them like
Katie looks for a minute and she's like
She's near death. She's like bleeding out. She's like barely conscious.
You hear people going, oh fuck.
Fuck, what was that?
Was that
Katie?
Maloney? And she's like,
And Erica's like cradling her head in her lap.
Katie spits out some glass and she's
and like four teeth.
And she's like, huh, huh. And Erica's like, I found you again.
She goes, Erica. Miriam. And then Erica goes, Miriam.
And they call each other by their names.
Yeah. And then
Katie goes, Miriam. And Erica goes, Erica.
And then Erica gives her just like the tiniest kiss on the lips. And it hurts so bad, but it feels so good.
Yeah.
And she Erica goes,
always be with you.
I'll always be with you.
It's like E.T.
Yeah. And like
I'm
touches
right
her.
Here.
And Sally and Christine are kind of peering over the skylight thing, like laughing. And then they just like run off. And Erica like slightly gently lays Katie's head down on the ground
and walks off
and everyone comes out of the party and they're like, what the fuck? Like, they're just like, what the fuck? Like, call the cops, and like everything happens as we know how it happened.
There was one night years later at Sir, like the show had kind of started already, and Katie was like getting, you know, she was getting notoriety, and she was starting to be like,
and Lisa paid for all her like plastic surgery, all her doctor's bills, everything.
Lisa, that's why Lisa loves her so much.
Yeah, because Lisa was just like this wayward girl. Yeah, she's like, I can't put my finger on what her problem is, but I know that she needs me.
And she, and then she, of course, meets Schwartz and like kind of forgets about Erica and everything. But then there was one night, like years, a few years later, Katie was, you know, starting to become more famous from the show. Like, things were good. She was still working a shift.
Yeah.
And it was like a, kind of a busy night, and she was just kind of going around. And one of the hostesses was like, Katie, can you grab table 40? And Katie was like, yeah, yeah. You know, it's like the hubbub.
Yeah,
of,
I got it.
I got it. So she walks over, and sitting at the table is Erica. She's like full power lesbian mode, like short hair, wearing just like the
short hair, glasses,
like
in a suit.
She's like a studio exec.
Yeah.
She has like a hot, she's like with a grump of like power lesbians, or just having like a girl's night out.
And Katie's like, Erica? Katie looks
at her. She doesn't say anything.
They both just like lock eyes.
And Erica kind of smiles. And one of the women, she's like, God, this menu is like they're all there kind of for fun. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like a joke to them. They're like, this funny menu is like the Cheesecake Factory. She's like, I can't decide what to order. And then Erica is just smiling at Katie, and she goes, don't worry, guys, we're in good hands tonight. And Katie just, they just have this like quiet, like
understanding
that Erica's always going to be kind of looking out for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also reveal that Christine and Sally just, they died.
Yeah, they died.
They died. They were killed.
They were killed.
How'd they die?
No one really knows.
Yeah.
I think that their bodies just showed up. Like, it was like last call at one of the like Hollywood nightclubs, like at Bardo. And the bouncer cleared everyone out, like made everyone get out at like 2 a.m. And then just like two girls were dead on the dance floor.
They literally died dancing.
They died dancing because they love music so much.
Music killed them.
Music killed them.
But yeah, so Katie and Erica just had this quiet.
And Erica became an exec at Warner Brothers.
And is like living a fully blessed life.
Yeah. But I think she actually works at Netflix now.
Oh, she works at Netflix.
Yeah.
She's amazing though. Yeah. She's so rich. And Katie and her will never.
She's made some good films.
She's made some really good movies.
She's a chill exec to work with. Like, yeah. Her notes are really thoughtful, and she like respects the artist.
She produced that Set It Up,
mm-hmm.
and like To All the Boys I've Loved Before. Like, she's kind of she's made some hits for Netflix. But anyway, she sort of will always have an eye out for Katie,
yeah,
but at a distance,
because she can't go back.
No,
you can never go back.
But they'll always. But they had this quiet, like it was like a knowing nod of.
And she left her a $500 tip.
Yeah,
so it was chill.
It was amazing,
and that. That's how music almost killed Kate.
Music did not kill Katie.
Mm-mm. And like her Instagram is like rebellious against against the cult.
Yeah, she was like deciding what it was one night, and she was like, fuck it.
Yeah, she had a couple margaritas, and then she was like, felt like getting saucy.
Has she ever told Schwartz? She told him one night in a complete blackout, and he just totally forgot.
Yeah. He's like, Bubba, what were you talking about last night? And she was like, what? And he's like, what? And then they just like never brought it up again.
Bubba, what?
Bubba, what? Mm.
I don't know. Mm.
She's come really close to telling him like a handful of times. Like, sober.
But also like in drunk. She's tried to tell Sassy.
Yeah. Sassy's like, that's amazing. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I would totally do that.
Yeah. I would. She made it about her.
Yeah.
Kristen was just like. Kristen just completely, like, Katie flat out told her one day sober.
Uh-huh.
And Kristen just completely, like, was like, oh. So, like, yeah. And then Sandoval, like, fucking, I came home. Like, she just totally.
Yeah, like, she was like, I've got to break up with Tom. Yeah. And, like, it was, like, during kind of the filming of season two. It was, like, when Kristen was just, like, crazy about Tom. And, like, everything always came back to, like, how unhappy she was. And that's part of the reason that they had, like, that falling out.
Yeah.
Not just because she had cheated on Tom with Jax, but also because it's, like, Katie literally told her her biggest secret in life story. And Kristen just, like, didn't care.
Yeah. But it's perfect.
Yeah, it's
perfect.
People
just don't, they'll never ask.
They'll never ask, and she kind of likes to have secret. Like, she really has subscribed to, like, Lisa Vanderpump's secrets. A best friend always keeps a secret.
Even if they don't know what it is.
Even if they don't know what it is, and they never tell.
And never ask.
And never ask.
True friendship.
True friendship. The end.
Wow.
Wow. That is a fucking saga. But I love it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love Katie.
I love Katie. And, like, I appreciate, like, she's been through a lot.
She
and
went
it takes
ham.
A hell of a person to, like, basically pass out, like, drink, and then it saves their life.
But also passing out mid-ambush.
Mid-ambush, yeah.
By the tobacco and firearms department.
And what's also crazy is that she, like, after the accident, it kind of, she had a lot of memory loss, so she doesn't even really know that much about her past anymore. Yeah. Like, it's, like, blotchy.
But she has flashes.
She has flashes. She knows enough to try and tell.
And that's why she medicates sometimes with tequila.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, I hope, if anything...
Don't join a cult.
Don't join a cult, A.
Don't go to a rave.
Don't rave. I mean, watch out. Be careful. Be rave with care.
Because raves are probably, other than rest stops, are probably the number one place that people are going to be recruiting you for a cult.
Definitely. And three, before you judge Katie, have a little sympathy for what she's been through.
Yeah. Always know that, like, you never know when someone has crashed through a skylight.
Never. You never know why. You never know how.
There's a story behind it.
And you never know, like, what happened years ago to make that happen.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. And thank you, Katie.
Yeah, thank you, Katie.
God bless.
God bless.
Miriam forever.
Miriam forever. I know I'm feeling.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.